They've had lots of different names. I can't even recall all of them. They had, I don't know if you think about it, or what they call them, houses. Really, the only thing you could call them be a house of prostitution.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a movie place that shows X-rated films?
I read in the paper what they call them, but I can't remember what they call them.
They didn't have those except in recent years.
This bunch of tripe they show now. Lord, no, they didn't have that kind of stuff here years ago. Why, I tell you one thing: when girls on a stage, if their tights, which were pantyhose, about like pantyhose,
mm-hmm.
only they weren't, they didn't have no pants. Panties on them. And if a little piece of skin showed, and them good, honest citizens would haul them off to jail, I guarantee you. And the only place you could see those things would see anything like that in a burlesque house, and they'd even raid them.
Gosh.
And put them in jail. Why?
That's
I've seen
completely changed.
On the yesterday, I believe it was yesterday. I seen a young woman going in over there in the shopping center over there by Kruger's or Shepherd. She had the scantiest bikini on that you can possibly buy. It's one like the Australians wear.
Mm-hmm.
But she was strutting around there. She did have a little hip length old jacket swinging wide
mm-hmm.
open, and she went in that all through that different shopping center.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the time when we would go to Galveston that if it had a big sign up it, you couldn't go in there with a bathing suit on.
Yeah.
Not allowed. And they meant that.
And the bathing suits wouldn't be.
Well, the bathing suit, they all the places had signs up there.
Uh-huh.
But now it seemed like nudism is getting to me where it's really, to me, it's degrading, I'll tell you that for sure. Because I tell you, after all, Eve even covered herself with a fig leaf, and so did Adam, trying to hide their self.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a place where, like, if you needed some money, you could take a watch or a camera or
pawn
something?
Pawn shop.
Huh?
Pawn shop, commonly known as a hawk shop.
There's always been
thugs
around here?
Oh, yeah, they've been here since the first few white people in the United States. There's always somebody that would take a pledge or something, whatever,
mm-hmm.
and lend you about maybe 1/100th what it's worth or 1/10th what it's worth. And then he'd say, put on a tag if you're not redeemed or pay the service charge on it, or whatever they call it.
Mm-hmm.
In 30 days, it would be sold. And they're pawn shops, what they are, but
uh-huh.
they were more commonly referred to through the centuries as hawk shops.
If you had in the fall, a lot of times when the leaves come down and all the something you can use, a tool you can use to draw all the leaves and everything together. It's about the size of a broom and it's...
Leaf rig.
Okay. Is that the one that is flexible?
Yeah, it's flexible. Fingers on it.
What do you call the one that's...
Prongs.
Huh?
Prongs.
Uh-huh.
You